KC8 YBF Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
K8JMX, listening.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K8JMX from N8ERL. Are you still in there, Brad?
I believe that was N8URL. This is Kilo Echo 8 Juliet, Mike X-Ray. Brad, over.
Yeah, roger, Brad. It's Dave. David, N8ERL. I think we've chatted on the Sunday night Mid-Michigan net, I believe.
I was there. I don't remember who all I chatted with. I'm sorry. One too many times off a motorcycle head first. If I don't write it down, I don't remember.
Yeah, there's a bunch of us there. Well, I shouldn't say a bunch. I guess we get about 5 to 8. But remember the call. Remember the name. Over.
I appreciate that, yeah. Things have sure changed on the repeaters since I first started. First time I was in was back in the 90s, so I think it was 96 I got my first ticket. I want to get my Charlie call back. I'm waiting for the vanity call to go through. But I goofed, and it expired and lapsed on me because I wasn't paying attention and I wasn't using the radios.
Well, that happens a lot, even with folks that are active. A lot of times we'll forget, and it's a little more difficult now than it used to be to renew your license. I'm usually pretty good, well, not good, but fair, working around computers. But when I had to renew mine, I think it was a year ago or so, I had quite a time. I actually had to call their helpline to get some help with it. But yeah, I'm glad it's every 10 years now instead of used to be every 5 years. So I live in Thomas Township, Brad, and right now I'm talking to you on my study station, which isn't much, just a one mobile rig and a power supply and an outside antenna. I've been retired for quite a few years and don't do much now. I've got one part-time job that I work from home with, and that's what I'm working on right now, and I heard you give a call. So, let me make sure I got your call right. KE8 JMX from NADRL.
Sure, you did get the call right. I'm running a TYTTH9800 right now. If I can figure out how to replace the batteries in them, I've got a couple old Radio Shack HTs that I'm going to mount in here and just use them. They get out better than this thing does.
Okay. What model are the Radio Shack HTs?
I do not recall. I'm thinking HTX 202, 204. 404, I mean.
Okay, well, I've got some old Radio Shack stuff in a box. I'll have to take a look and see what I've got. I might have something you can use. I don't know. If you can use it, you're welcome to it. Maybe next time I talk to you on the net, I'll have a chance to look through the box and see what I've got. Well, I won't keep you. I just want to let you know that there are people listening to the repeaters. Over.
Not like it used to be. Like I said, I remember most of the time it was hard to get into the Bay City repeater, the 3-1, just because they wouldn't let up. And then the 2-4 and 3-6 here in Saginaw had a lot more traffic. But hey, I appreciate the call. Nice chatting with you. And if I could I get your call phonetically, please? Kilo Echo 8 Juliet Mike, X-ray clear on your final.
Yep, absolutely. November 8, Echo Radio Lima, N-8-E-R-L. And when I'm in my home office here, a lot of times I'll have the radio on. And if you want to give a call, that would be, and I'm here, I'll be happy to answer and let you know how you're doing. So 73, good chatting with you. We'll talk to you later, N-8-E-R-L.
N-8-E-R-L, this is W-D-A-J-S-Q.
Hello, Tim. Boy, good to hear from you. I was just chatting with Brad. I don't know if he's still listening or not. Brad's call is K-8-J-M-X. I was going to mention to him about the good old days back in the 80s when we used to meet at Don Donuts almost every night after work, and about 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock you couldn't even get in on a 2-4 machine. Anyway, good to hear you, Tim. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing very good there, Dave. I'm retired also. Been retired about 6 years now, and I just heard you in there. And I don't know what Brad's previous call was, but I copied him down here. And speaking of old-timers, I did get a news feed on my handheld here, one of the events in the state here, and it was talking about the Taquamenon Falls up north and the riverboat on the Taquamenon Falls. I don't know if you knew Ed Trombley, WHC8M, but he was very much involved with that. Back many, many years ago, and I had the pleasure of talking with him in his shack there on Court Street. And I wonder if you knew Ed there, Dave. Over.
I got a chance to meet him a couple times. I don't know if you remember my friend Dwayne Cate, CCE. He passed away last year, but he and Ed were pretty good friends, and Dwayne took me over there to meet him one time. This would have been years and years ago when he was still alive and still had his place on Court Street. That was an amazing place. And yeah, and I know a little bit about that. He had something to do with that boat up to Quantumman. And yeah, I remember copying his CW practice on the repeater every night. Over.
Oh, yeah. And he had, on this news feed, it showed a picture of one of the bigger boats they had. They started in 1928, but he was obviously much later than that. And he had a... a little antenna mounted on the riverboat. He was the captain of it at one point, and he had a picture of it hanging on the wall in the shack, and it showed a little antenna up there, and it was probably low band. On his QSL card that he had, it said Saginaw or Tequamenon, so he would check what location he was working from. little bit of history there, Dave, I guess. And I thought that was quite neat. I guess the place, they can't get anybody to buy it, so they might be shutting the tour down, but somebody might come up and do that, but... Right out of the blue came this news feed, and I thought of Ed on that. Over.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, Ed had a heat. Oops, hang on just a sec. I see Joanne's giving me a call here. Hang on there, Tim. WDHSQ-N80. Yeah, sorry, Joanne was just checking in with me and the... planning the day, so to speak. Yeah, anyway, he had a Heath, I think it was a parasol. Back in the day, Ed Heath, who started Heath Kit, was an airplane designer. And probably late 20s, early 30s, he designed the Heath parasol, which was just a small single-seat airplane. I think he was going to make it as a kit for him or something. Anyway... I never saw it, but I guess he had it hanging up, what was left of it anyway, outside his building there. And interesting, I don't know if you knew Cart Washburn, he took over Ed's call several years ago. I guess Cart was a good friend of Ed's, and then Cart passed away here a few years ago. Geez, we're dying off there, Tim. Over.
Yeah, very good, Dave. NAERL WDHASQ. Okay. Yeah, I listen quite a bit when I'm in Saginaw here. I usually have this on scan, but when I'm driving just a couple of minutes, I don't really call too much. But yes, that I remember seeing. I think Cart's original call was like a WA call, and I know WHCAM was reissued to him. And I don't know who's got it now. I haven't checked in a while, but yeah, all the old timers that. We're around. There's a wealth of information, and it kind of makes you realize that you know, as you're getting older, so is the other population here. So I don't know. We're up north at the lake most of the summer, and watching our granddaughter now. And I enjoy the retirement, but now the winter season's coming, so I'll probably be around. I'm glad you are doing good, and say hi to Joanne there, and haven't seen you in quite a spell. But I know Ed loved the Heath Kit radios there, he had like a little operating bench on his workstation there that he could check tubes and this and that. Yeah, that was an experience of a lifetime to see all the cards hanging up on the wall, Dave. Over.
Yeah, they don't make hams like they used to. Well, maybe they do, but it's a whole different ball game now when it was back in the 40s, 50s. And 60s when the club was just getting rolling there. There's a couple old-timers still around. Joe, KCQF, chat with him. He's doing on occasion. He's still doing well. And of course, Ed, KDOT is still around. He used to come out to the airport on Saturday mornings and have coffee with us, but I have not seen him for some time. And then I don't know if you remember Mark, who went to... He and I graduated from Ed's school, ham radio school, back in 82. His old call was K-A-8-P-A-K, and then he changed it to N-K-8-Q. Remember Mark Schreiner? I get together with him every once in a while. So I guess there's a few of us left, but you know, unfortunately, we're losing them. Years go by. WDJSQN-ADRL.
ADL.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you today? Over.
Fair to Midland. About halfway to Midland. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I haven't heard you in quite a spell. And good to hear a few of the old-timers on there. I'm just out in Saginaw Township, and had to drop my chainsaw off to get repaired, and that's what I'm up to. And how are you, Denny? KDO in the group, WDHASQ.
WDHASQ in the group, KDO. I'm doing just fine. You know, we're kind of doing the same thing. No chainsaw involved. I don't have my goalie mask with me. We're running errands here. Here at Myers, got to run in towards Gratiot and Center for another errand, and that's the way the morning's going. And Dave, what's happening in your world?
Hey, Dennis. Well, good to hear you. You were next coming up on my list of notable old-timers, although... You, every time I hear you on the radio, you sound like you're 25. You're holding up very well. Well, evidently I'm taking an early lunch break here at the home office, which is well worth it because I get a chance to chat with you guys. So that's what I'm doing, Dennis. Back to you, and then back over to Tim.
Okay, very good. Wait, what? Am I not 25? Hold on, let me check a mirror here. What's going on? Son of a gun. Anyway, yeah.
K-A-D-A-C.
Well, Tim's running into Myers, so there isn't anything I want in there at the moment, so I elected to just sit here on my duff and surf the 2-meter repeaters. We're going to run up to Sault Ste. Marie tomorrow, so I am... Throwing the 2-meter into the truck here, just in honor of the trip. Probably won't hear anything much of the way up there. The repeaters up there are getting far apart. That's about it. So back to Tim.
Yeah, okay, Dennis. Yeah, I listen on 5-2 all the way up to the lake and back. We're up north. Between West Branch and Tawas, and I'll listen on 5-2 and I'll give a few calls, but when there's good repeaters in the area, everybody's monitoring the repeaters and not simplex frequencies, so that's why I was glad Dave answered me. I haven't had a contact on this thing in quite a while. Make sure it's still working. I'm on low power here, but should be hitting the repeater good. And, yeah, I was just referring to, or talking to Dave there, and bringing up some of the old-timers, like Ed Trombley, and a lot of history, and Bruce and Betty Witchell. I love talking with him, and in the old days of the teletype, how about that, Dennis? And Dave, if you got to run for lunch, go right ahead. NAERL, WDHASQ.
I was just saying that I will be working through my normal lunch period, which is well worth it because I get a chance to chat with you two guys. Well, I'm looking at the boater on the 2-4, and you guys are doing a great job getting into it. It's kind of interesting to see how well people make it into the repeater from various places throughout the county and out of the county, actually. But, Tim, Dennis and I, for years and years, were next-door neighbors out to the airport, and we always enjoyed chatting with each other. Sunday morning was Dennis's time to be at the airport for coffee, and he still pops in there every once in a while. And I can't think of anything else important that I'm doing other than working on the documentaries for Delta College. Tim, I did want to mention that the Ogama Club is having a swap shop. I don't know if you're going to be back up north on Saturday, but it's this coming Saturday. And it's going to be at, I can't remember where it's at. I don't have it in front of me right now. But it's up in the West Branch area there. It starts at 9, runs till 1. And I think it's at a place that has some type of a building in there, Tim. So in case you're up there, you might want to stop by. And might never know, it might be a bargain. KDO with WDAJSQ. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, very good. Delta College, my goodness. Let me think. My student number there, I think, don't hold me to this, was it either 1,004 or 1,007, something like that. And I was a fairly early on after they Sam opened the doors on the place. So. And I have no idea where the certificate from that went to over more than 50 years, so just gone. All right. Well, I'm working on getting antennas ready for winter, and we're going to be home this winter. I'm going to make a change. We're not going to spend the winter in Florida, so. And I'm changing out some bad siding on the cold storage barn. I got one sheet done. I got another sheet there. I got to make the cut, take the old siding out, and put this in. Once I make the cut and get all the nails out of the way, putting it in is about a two-minute job. Except it's easier with two people to hold that 4x8 sheet up into place to get the first screw in. So that's what I'm up to. Back to you, Tim. Yeah, okay, Dennis, very good. I guess I should get on here more often and check in more, but yeah, I remember so many of the people moved away and passed away and all that, so it's nice to still check in. And okay, Dave, on the swap meet up near West Branch, I'll listen on the repeater there, 9-4, and I got that one programmed in here so I can communicate on that one. I mostly listen on 5-2, but I'm sitting here at Walmart parking lot, Saginaw Township, near Bay Road there, and this is on low power, so I guess it's good enough to hit the repeater, so I'm glad of that. And anyway, I guess I'll say 73 this go round, and nice chatting with you, and hope to be on here again soon. NAERL, WDHASQ.
Yeah, Max. Yeah, okay, Tim, yeah, I guess my lunch break's about done, so I really do need to get back to work here. But it's been great to have a nice chat here with you two guys. And also, I guess what started is I called, caught Brad on his shout out, I guess. Brad is KVHJMX. I think I talked to him a couple times on our Mid-Michigan net on Sunday nights. I believe he's over in Burt, I think. Anyway, Denny, I had to chuckle when you talked about your Delta serial number. Mine's not that low. I got mine in 63, and that's a five-digit number. Starts with 23 something or other. And a few years back, it's been quite a while now, I went to Delta to take one class, and they said, well, you have a student number. And I said, yeah, and I remembered it. It was only five digits. So it was a young girl I was talking to, and I gave it to her. She said, oh, no, that's not a student number. Well, I said, well, yeah, but the one that I had years ago. She says, oh, no, our numbers are much longer than that. And she said, well, let me check with somebody. And so she came back and said, yeah, I just added two zeros to it, and it showed up. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So, Dennis, it's up to you to tie the ribbons on. Tim, good talking to you. Hopefully chat with you later on the down the road. Kate, deal is to take it for the final. This is N80RL.
AMX.
And, yeah, take care of you guys. We'll try to bump into you later here. Everybody have a good day. 73 is from K8DO.
K8DO. K8JMX.
Go ahead, Fred.
KMX. Good morning, K8DO.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I haven't been jumping in. I've been listening. I've heard lots of things mentioned I'll get to in a minute. But, Doc, if you need help with that sighting, I'm going to throw a name at you. Get hold of him, and if you tell me you can't, I'll have him get hold of you. Get hold of Todd. He needs to make some, right now, make a little bit of money, and I'm sure he'd be happy to give you a hand if you need it.
What's the call?
Don't remember his call. You've known him his whole life.
Okay. I won't need it for this, but we got a bigger project later in the fall here, when the fall gets really rolling. I'll keep that in mind. Thanks for the comment.
Anytime, man. I know you know who he is. He does tile work. He does flooring.
I'm drawing a blank here at the moment. I'm sorry.
He may not like it, but I'm going to throw the full name out there. Todd Chikora. Doug. Todd Chikora.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Chikora. Chicora. You need a phonetic?
Okay, yeah, that's vaguely familiar now. All right, very good. All right, I got to go. My passengers are on board. Thanks, 73's KDL.
I heard somebody mention spending a lot of time at Don Donuts. Was kind of wondering which one, but I think he cleared out. And, y'all, we're talking about the good old days and the old hams. Somebody mentioned Bruce and Betty Winchell. Those were my step-grandparents.
Yeah, those of us this age know who that is. Most of the young ones at the club will just look at you blankly. But take care. Like I say, I got to go. K-E-L.
K-E-H-A-M-X.
Yeah, K-E-A-J-M-X. This is W-D-A-J-S-Q. Tim.
Good morning, sir.
yeah, Bruce was, Bruce and Betty there, and their son, took over part of their original call. His son, Bruce Jr., his call was N-A-U-T. So Bruce's call was J-S-U, and Betty's was J-S-T. So he went by November 8th, United Tango, N-A-U-T. And I wonder if you knew Bruce's son. Over.
Yeah, Bruce was my stepdad. Somebody, I heard somebody wondering what my original call was. That was Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Foxtrot Lima. Now, like I said, it lapsed and expired. And I'm working on getting it back. And I see that John, formerly NAUQW, now has Bruce's original sign, KC8ARO.
Yeah, yes, that's correct. And he's on, I think, the 9-4 repeater quite a bit. And nowadays you can get on a repeater from another town or state. I'm not familiar with all that high-tech stuff, but I get just what the transceiver here will pick up. And, yeah, Bruce's son has just passed away recently, so you just think about how many original calls are held by the original person, probably getting very few and far between. And the ability now to assume another person's call after they've passed is quite nice as a good remembrance of their call in the area. So I'm glad to make your acquaintance again, Brad. Over.
Yeah, I seem to remember the call from you from back in the day, too. Yeah, number one was JSU, I think, and he was Bruce R., and my stepdad, Bruce, was our Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, I feel privileged to have known both of them when they lived on Court Street there. And the field is thinning, I guess you could, is an easy way of saying that. So many of the old-time calls, it's amazing that you can pull them out, but I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. But I'm going to step aside here for a bit, and very good talking with you. KE8JMX, this is WDHASQ.
Sounds good. Another old call. Guy that got me, partly interested into this whole thing back in the day when I was in Scouts was Ken, W-A-8-R-E-I, now Silent Key. And I'm going to clear out on your final there, W-E-8-J-S-Q, K-E-8-J-M-X.
Oh, yeah, Ken Oaks. Remember him very well. Worked at the post office for years. And I think he was a very proficient CW operator. And that's a call from the past. Look back at my some of my old logs there. It's unbelievable. KE8JMX, WD8JSQ.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KZ8YZF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KZ8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KZ8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.